Happy Epiphany. Because it is not finished. And of course, Christmas is not finished at the Epiphany or at the baptism. It is finished at Candlemas, the presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple, 40 days after his birth, as the law of Moses dictates. And of course, today we celebrate in this rite the Feast of the Holy Family of Nazareth. So it is your feast day in a sense, but it's my feast day too, because there would be no priests if mothers and fathers did not have little boys to become priests. So it is our feast altogether. And of course it is the feast of the whole family of the church. We have celebrated the baptism of our Lord. And it is through the baptism, through the forgiveness of original sin, the granting of grace, the coming of the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son, that the family of the church is constituted, and that each one of us is saved from eternal hell. Now, of course, we can fall back into it, but that's each one's responsibility. But not the responsibility of God. God has done that which he is going to do, and he has given us this gift of baptism, freed us from original sin, which is mortal sin, freed us from all the condemnations. And so we have the Holy Family. Now, perhaps you have thought about it, perhaps not. But you know, why is it that our Lord Jesus Christ did not just come down as an adult into the midst of Palestine in the desert and start his mission? He could have done that, and he of course had the power to do that. But that's not the way he chose. He chose, as St. Paul says, to be born under the law of a woman. He chose to be born in a family. A holy, very, very holy family. There was no evil and there was no sin in the Holy Family. They were all immaculate, holy from heaven, by the power of God. And so today we are encouraged, and you are encouraged, to live with one another in the same holiness. Of course, unlike them, you need confession. So use it. It's not there as an ornament on a tree. It is a very necessary sacrament that frees you from sin, venial and mortal. And so the Holy Family is our example. Who can imagine the great charity and respect, and of course the readings tell us about this today, the great respect and love that they had for one another. St. Paul tells us, "Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another." Now that is the way your life is supposed to be. And of course, there are many people are always fighting with each other and mad at each other and doing all kinds of things. This is not what St. Paul tells us to do. And he says, above all things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ reign in your hearts and rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Of course, this thankfulness has a reference to what we are doing now. Eucharistoi, Eucharist, thanksgiving, which Christ does for us with the Holy Spirit to God the Father in heaven. And from that we receive his body and blood. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. And so we rejoice today in this Feast of the Holy Family. And the Gospel of today, as you have noticed, no doubt, is that of the fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. Now this was no accident. This was all planned by God from eternity, that his son, at the time of his visitation to the temple, and Archbishop Sheen, I remind you, tells us most young men, basically what this concerns is bar mitzvah. Most Jewish young men made their bar mitzvah at the age of 13. Here it says he was 12. And Archbishop Sheen says it was a tradition in Israel that the Messiah, who is sinless, would do this at the age of 12. So what a wondrous gift it is that is given to us. So they did the recitation, which was according to the law of Moses. The young child, Jesus, was presented again at the temple at the age of 12. And then they all left, and he silently and quietly stayed behind. Now, you can imagine if you went on a long trip, and then you were on the way home, and then you realized that one of your children was missing. It must have been quite a scare, because they were, after all, human. And so they looked among all their relatives, and not finding him, they did the only thing that was possible. They returned to Jerusalem, a long journey, but this time they went alone, along with their mule or their donkey, whatever it was. And then after reaching Jerusalem, they looked about. Jerusalem was a very large city. And they looked everywhere for 3 days and asked their relatives and their friends, "No Jesus." And you know, that also reminds us of our own spiritual life. Sometimes we lose Jesus. And we're looking for him. And we're going after him. And we don't find him. And we don't find him. And that desire that gets into our hearts, into our souls, is a wonderful desire to find Jesus, the Lord. And then finally, they arrive at the temple. They never imagined that he was there. And so they come and they find him in the midst of the doctors in the Sanhedrin. And he was asking and answering questions. And they were beside themselves. Where did he get such wisdom? Who is this? And the Blessed Mother, without thinking twice, she interrupts this meeting. And she says, "Son, why hast thou done this to us?" And then she says some very, very important words. Deliberate, because they are part of the mystery of the Nativity. "Thy father and I have been searching for thee for 3 days. Now, Jesus and Mary knew, and Joseph, that he was not the father of Jesus. He was a putative father of Jesus. But everybody else thought he was the father. And thus he says, "Thy father and I have been searching for thee for 3 days. And then he tells her what we all must do in our own lives. "Dost thou not know that I must be about my father's business? God must come first." And the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph did not understand, says St. Luke, who got it directly from her. And that was the end of that. And they go back. This time, they go to Nazareth because there was still danger in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, as we know. And then there he grew in his human nature. Proficievat sapientiae et etate et gratia apud Deum et homines. And he thus advanced in wisdom, age and grace with God and man. The Son of Man grew up to be a young man, ready for his mission, ready for His sacrifice that He will offer for us. And all this happens within the confines of the Holy House of Nazareth, which is now in Loreto, Italy. And it happens within the confines of the Holy Family. He did not come down in a spaceship. He did not just land in the middle of the world, grown up, and proceed. No. He was born under the law and under a woman and of a woman. And He grew and advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and man. Deo gratias. What wondrous truths and gifts are given to us in our holy faith. Deo gratias. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.